And you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name? I'm going to ask you to call in and tell us all of that. Today we're talking about fear and how to release fear. You know, over the last few weeks, and thanks for all your calls because you've been so courageous and doing great work, but we've spent a lot of time going in and finding our various identities or some of our identities and being conscious of how to move those energetically. Because remember, we're going to talk about fear today, but very often one of the things that we get defensive about, which is a fear response, is about having our identity thwarted by something external or by something internal, really. And of course, we had the whole financial craziness and the bailout and all of that, which is still hovering for all of us. Nobody's really sure where it's going to go. And it's interesting to think about fear and how fear has been promoted and actually designed and promoted by the media and so on. And what does fear do to us? Fear is, I mean, basically it's been tweaking our identity. If you don't have this, you can't have that. We got to have enough insurance. And if you're not careful, if you hurt yourself, your insurance is going to go up and you're afraid because you won't be able to pay for it. We've got a huge number of fears that have been rife within our system. And now we've got this, like somehow or another, the whole economic scene all over the world has gotten engaged in, it looks like we've been deceived. And many, many people are talking about the lack of security and the real terror of who to believe and how you can't really count on systems and authority. And it's pretty scary out there. I remember a few weeks ago I was talking to Bob, my amazing, wonderful partner, and I said, you know, all of a sudden I started to feel really scared. And he reminded me, he said, remember that the fear is moving around out there and it hits some of us like waves. And sometimes it isn't even our own. It's just being pumped out there. And also a lot of us are picking it up, talking about radiance by design. We're radiating it back out, not by design, but by default. So I want to talk about fear today, and I want to talk about the challenge to our identities if we lose the normal ways we've lived or the financial security we've lived. And the guides were saying before I started the show that really it's all about us learning to shift the fear and becoming really strong in our own identity, in our own awareness, our own sensitivity, that we can drop inside, we can do a meditational exercise, or we can go inside any number of ways. And then in there, in that amazing workshop that we are, we can actually work with energy and redesign how some of the dominant forces are going through the world right now. So we, instead of saying, oh, I'm powerless, oh dear, there's nothing I can do, we can go in and really re-empower ourselves by working with what the changes that are required in attitudes and so on that would release the greed or the tension, the lack of empathy. We don't share as a species. We're incredible. Ever since humanity began, we've been bopping each other over the head and snitching the bigger piece of land or whatever. And now we've got like huge continents of people starving and being sick, and we have a really, really dreadful way of sharing our resources, even with Mother Earth. And I think that a crisis, we keep hearing this from various gurus, that a crisis is what it takes for us to go into enough chaos to recreate a system. So this is a call to all of you listening to Radiance by Design today, A, to call in after we've done our meditation about your life and what can we do to shift the energy and actually create a powerful and empowering visualization that will help you and help me move from a fear-based victim stance into a real empowerment stand in the world where we can really see our own role as a contributor at this time of tremendous change. No matter how you cut it, it's a big loss time for a lot of people. So those of you who know, the guides have taught us for a long time, they've taught us to do this meditation technique called the structures. So let's clear the space we're in and around ourselves And remember, there is no time and space if you get out of this physical dimension. So we're going to clear the space in and around ourselves, and then we're going to do some really wonderful work in our structures and change the world. Okay? You ready to change the world with me? This is a kind of a revolution, but it's a loving revolution. I'm in a revolution with myself to become empowered in a loving and expansive fashion. First, I want to call in our guides and angels, all those beings of light and consciousness that are working with all of us. Oh, the other thing they reminded us is that in this time in the history of the planet, it's really important that all of us look to reconnecting daily with the higher beings that are working with us. We all have a higher self, which is way beyond the third dimension, knows a lot and is empowered by a lot of reality. And we all have guides and angels around us. So let's take a minute and call them in. Call in our guides and angels. Call in those beings, as I said, of light and consciousness that have been working with us for maybe millions of years. That's all hands on deck. And I love calling them in because you get that wonderful buzz through your body. And now see out there in a great galactic center, way out there in a galactic center, start drawing a crystalline tube from and bringing the energy from that center right down through the top of your head, through your spine, all the way down into the core of the earth. And now it's above your head, perhaps 2 miles. Guide is saying 5 miles today. I think this makes it more potent, and we are going to change the world, so we need a big research lab. All right, so about 5 miles above your head, see there a golden ball, and it's very powerful. It is a radiant golden ball. And below your spine, about a half a mile, another golden ball. And now drop a very, very radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball. And remember, this is running through your crystalline tube as well. From the upper golden ball, right down through the tube, right through your spine, into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, you're going to drop a four-sided pyramid. And I always have the point, one of the side points of the pyramid right in front of me and one right behind me and one on either side. You can turn it if you want to. However, at every point, you put another golden ball. And now from those golden balls to the lower golden ball, drop an upside-down four-sided pyramid. And now you're in an octahedron. And can you feel it as a structure? Can you feel the energies resonant all around it? And now crystal ball. Have a crystal ball. Create a crystal ball that the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your structure. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. Be in your star tetrahedron, which is like a multidimensional three-dimensional Star of David. And now begin to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. I forgot to breathe. It's not a good idea. Then you fall over, don't you? But also then we don't have our intuition intact. In front of you, while you're spinning and spinning, see a magical screen. And on that magical screen, we're going to create a series of movies. And in those movies, I want you to be the star a lot of the time anyway. And in those movies, I want you to actually feel what the pictures are that you're creating. And I would like to see this multidimensional awareness. That's what I always put myself learning more and more. And the first movie is all about developing amazing multidimensionality. Whatever that looks like to you, I have some images, so I'll let you find your own. Yeah. And now let's move to the second picture. What is it you'd like to create for yourself in your life? See yourself creating it. It might be a kind of service, it might be a kind of job. You might be a real impact that you're having. Safety. Laughter. Beauty. Creativity. All right, now let's move to the next one. Let's talk about resources. Resources are a global issue right now. Well, it always is, but right now we have it all in common, don't we? Now let's take a look at the flow of resources. And how do you want to see that going? Some really strong images in it. I just see them flowing everywhere and safely and for the greater good. All right, so we're going to move to the next one. And there are certain beings on this planet and off the planet who work together. My guides stay for a number of years, like 400 years, and then 200 years specifically, and then close to this time, to actually gather the resources and do global domination. And I'm seeing like three, all of whom have a lot of connections as well. So I want you to see what you can see and who is. Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of connections that they have that are, say, our government or administration and various organizations. We don't need to name them all. All right. And then what do we see? We see light. You see light melting those beings so that their sense of what greed, possession, wanting to enslave the planet, all the people on the planet, because that's what we keep hearing is going on, that there's an enslavement going on, that we won't really fight back, and that they can have all the resources themselves. It seems so preposterous, but it feels like that's actually going on. And now what we want to do is send light out there and touch them like Tinkerbell, bing, bing, give them a little wake-up call, and wrap them in light so that they can't impose upon other people. This sounds so paltry and little when they're actually literally sucking the lifeblood from the economic situation for everyone. But I'll tell you what, if we really get into it, and right now we're looking at a screen, but if we really enter that screen, and really be a participant in sending so much light to undo, unsettle, and melt a really hard approach that is really greedy and without care. You know, a lot of us are really caring, aren't we? And I remember one time when we were all very concerned about Bin Laden, and the guides were talking about this, that what we should be doing is sending a lot of support and loving energy to the women in that camp. At the time, I think they were in Pakistan. But do you remember that? And they were saying, send a lot of light to those women because the women are going to really help soften some of these more violent efforts that were going to be made by some of the members of the camp. So I'm thinking, you know, let's send some light to the women as well. Not all women are really kind, we know that. But let's send some really powerful light to those supporters of, I always think of Cheney actually, but those supporters of whoever are key figures in this consortium that's cutting off the life force for a whole bunch of people's purse strings, if you will. Yeah, and let's just send light to all the beings that you can consider. Yeah. And see if we can see that constriction releasing itself. And then go inside, if you can, just wrap yourself in light and then ask your guidance to come with you in the name of love and honor and so on. And go into the hearts and minds, the hearts especially, of those beings that are running for office. This is not political slanging time, so I'm not naming names and so on. You've got names in your own mind. You know who you trust and prefer and so on. And go right in there and really work with them, the that they're working for the greater good. It's hard to believe that any of them are working for the greater good when they have to fight so hard and pay so much just to run. So we go in and really talk with them and really make a difference. And then the final one is, let's see, the distribution of wealth and resources all over the planet, that people all have the opportunity to raise their children, to not be ill all the time, to be made well, to be helped to heal, to evolve. Imagine what a planet, what an amazing species we'd be if we were all taught to evolve at a very young age. And now let's just ship some love to everybody on the planet. Just imagine yourself just being full of love. It is coming in through the top of your head and coming out your heart, and it's just penetrating the entire planet. Excellent. Now come back into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And spin and spin and spin and spin. All right? Now when you're afraid, here's what the guides are saying, is when you're afraid, you want to get into this star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin in your imagination. You notice what happens? It shifts your fields and frequencies. Maybe it's the old counter irritant, you know, that if you do something distracting, then you can change your mind more easily. But I feel it's true that it can raise your field and frequencies, change the energy, change the reality. And when we're afraid, it's a low frequency energy. Not only that, biochemically what happens is it does strange things to our body and to our brain. And when it's like that, it's really hard for us to get any kind of innovative thought. We're just kind of corralled because we're sort of pit lamp, like a deer in the headlights. And we just don't know what on earth to do with ourselves, right? And so people say, stop being afraid. And I've been like this before. Somebody will say, stop being afraid. And I'll go, I just can't even think straight, you know. And that's what happens to us when we let the fear take us over. So here's another thing we're going to do is you're going to call up the fear. I'm going to get you to call up the show, too. But first we're going to call up, wrap yourselves in light, everyone, because you don't need to take each other's on. Wrap yourself in light and even send the light through your body, mind, okay? Wrap yourself in light and then call forth all the energy that comes from fear. That's right. Now what happens? Does your skin get hot? What happens in your body? Your body should be acting out kind of a dramatic way. And it might be your chest, your belly, your knees, your skin tone, your sweatiness, heart palpitations, hands are weird. Now let's get some help. Do this fast because we don't want to hang around in it and develop more. So ask for help from your guides and angels in the name of the Christing or name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, whoever you pray to. Ask for help as we command total release of that fear now. The other thing I say to them is take it. It's ridiculous. Look what I'm doing with it. Take it. And very often it's just like a little shift. Have you ever been just furious with somebody and you just think you're going to grit your teeth till your jaw breaks or something? You're just like so mad and you say, take it, and all of a sudden it's gone. And the fear can be worked with like that as well. It may return, but at least you know what to do in the time. Because when you release the fear, you get more creative, you get more loving, and you get more adventuresome. Remember, this is a critical time in the history of human beings, and also we're heading up to 2012. And I don't think of 2012 as destructive. A lot of people talk about it that way, but I think what it is my interpretation, my watching what the guides say and so on. There's a lot of tumultuous challenging coming up, whether it's the weather or whatever, whether it's economics, whether it's our personal journeying and so on. But actually, it's a time where the frequencies are rising, and that we're having the opportunity to really morph into quite a different kind of a being. Like the beings who are controlling, for example, the economic problem are very denser, they're much denser beings, and yet they're strong and mighty. And if you can get your frequency to move up, and we'll do some more exercises on that, you change the reality, change the energy, change the reality. Now, something interesting that I see, and I see as an intuitive, and I work with my guides, and they're always saying that the world is going to be, it's going to be like it's two different worlds. You know, they say that you are in your subjective reality. So you and I are sitting side by side, and we're having a totally different experience of life. And then we can have really amazingly positive results, one of us, and the other can have amazing negative results, depending on how we run the machine of our mind. We all know that, right? And so I keep seeing that there's going to be two worlds. I'm not sure what that means. I don't quite know if it means the world's going to split in two and we're riding this balloon and you're riding that balloon, or I don't actually know. It may be our consciousness, it may be our minds, the way we hold it. I don't know, but I do know that holding the light and being with the light and releasing the negative and always creating, this is the other thing, is always intending and creating in your mind's eye is going to keep your vehicle driving. And you're going to choose where it's headed because you're going to be able to be aware of your mind and how you're running it. Anyway, here are the numbers. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. So for those of you who are new at this show, you might want to call in and ask a question about yourself and your life. And the guides really like to do energy work on you to teach you how to move past whatever the block is you're dealing with. And for those of you who are regular, I remind you that the call-in American number is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And from Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And the direct line from anywhere else in the universe is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. And I'd love you to call in, and it doesn't matter what you call in about. I would like to focus a little bit on, like, shifting fears and being dynamic about creating your reality. I'd like to, I like that conversation that we've been having about shifting your identities or taking a look at the identity that you're preserved. I've finished my thought and then you're on the air, but I'm stumbling over the word preserving. We're actually defending and saving identities within ourselves that we may not even want. Anyway, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello there. How are you, Veronica?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
Good. You'll probably never forget my voice.
We've heard it more than once.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you afraid?
What's that?
Are you afraid?
Just a little nervous right now, but I'm going to try to get through this. But what I wanted to share real quick is we're talking about fear tonight, right?
Right.
Okay.
We're talking about releasing fear, not just encouraging it.
Yes. I found a little thing on the website here. I was searching through the web, and I found a little article thing. I was wanting to know if I could read it. Just about 2 minutes.
Sure.
It's a little thing about, it talks about fear.
Okay, who's it by?
I thought it would be excellent for tonight's topic. What's that?
Who's it by?
This is by The Wonders.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll just read it, and then when I'm done, I'll say, okay, I'm done, Veronica. I'll just let you know, okay?
Okay.
It's about maybe 3-4 paragraphs. So.
Perfect.
All right, here goes. So I'll just try my best here. Okay. Fear is the avoidance of love. When you love yourself in a state of self-appreciation, there is no need to fear. There's no denial. There's no need to fear or to set aside or to avoid love. The basis for your choices is fear. And so as long as you have the fear in your existence, you will use judgment in order to move through the choice. Set a fear aside. Move beyond fear. Move into a perspective of self-love. No more fear. No necessity to judge. And because there's no necessity to judge, would you then choose to harm yourself? No. Why would you choose to harm yourself? It's something that you love. The key that all of you fear is loving yourself. And because you fear loving yourself, you choose to judge yourself, you choose to, in the judgment. You use judgment as a methodology of measurement. The fear of the unknown is limiting your existence, not the unknown itself. All of you are so fearful of what that unknown is and what it means to you, that you are limiting your choices by choice in order not to experience the fear of the unknown. Why would you want to experience more fears than you have now? Because through the exploration of your fears, you can gain command of yourself. Move beyond those particular fears. Don't let those fears control you. Then you can manifest your existence in the complete brilliance that you are. Choice is the basis of every part of your existence, but so is fear. The difference is choice creates movement, where fear limits movement. Dear friends, it's very simple. Fear is the absence of love. And that's all, Veronica. And I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice and inspiring. And that's from The Wonders?
Yes, The Wonders.
That sounds like a rock and roll group.
It does. But that was one of those other channels that are really neat, and they're just called thewonders.com.
Yeah,
and all one word, but I thought that'd just be a good topic just to talk about while we're talking about fear tonight. So
I like
that
a lot. Thank you very much.
Okay,
for that.
You have a wonderful night, Veronica.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I think I got a little list off. That's wonderful. I really enjoyed that. I don't mean to be making a play on the word The Wonders, and it's wonderful, but it is. So I got a list of quotes from the heart that were about fear, and one of them that made me laugh was by Isaac Asimov, that great science fiction writer. I do not fear computers, I fear a lack of them. I thought that was kind of amusing, because we're all connected by computers right now, aren't we? So here's another one by Dale Carnegie. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, don't sit at home and think about it. Get out and get busy. And then Robert Louis Stevenson says, keep your fears to yourself, but share your courage with others. I like that, too. So we'll do more of those in a bit. But thanks, Brian, for that. It's really nice to get a reading on fear. And I know this, and you know this, too. I was reading a little blurb by Krishnamurti, who was talking about the numbness of our body-mind when we let fears reign. And we can't, you know, if we're having a huge critical time regarding finances and it's all over the world, well, guess what? We're all in it together. And how has humanity created in the past? It's all been by being creative, by putting our heads together, by digging and shoveling and building and creating and so on, and that's what we're going to do, isn't it? And maybe it'll all turn around. Maybe we can reverse it collectively. I think it's better to reverse things collectively in our vision. So let's share our visions with each other and see it happening. So I'm going to do, let's see what I'm going to do here. I'm going to do some, there are several people that I've talked to today who are saying that they're avoiding looking at what's going on. I don't really think that's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to sort of check out what's going on and notice how, what did Brian just read, is that everything is a matter of choice. You can choose how to feel and think at any given time. So you look at it and you really choose to be powerful and you choose to do your visualization and like that. So let's go off and do some readings. I'm going to do some readings on you. If you're not going to call in, I'm going to pick you out of the crowd. Are you ready? Okay, I'm not going to call names, okay, even though some of these people I kind of know. I see a woman, and she's in California, but I see several other people who have a similar thing. And these people are being, I want you to pay attention to this, these people are being extremely jittery right now. Okay, I will finish my magical reading when we finish this on-call, this person who's going to be on air. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Stephen.
Hi, Susan.
Born from Canada.
Great. I'm from Canada, too.
Okay. Just like to have a reading, probably a short-term reading in terms of my career and finances.
Sure. Can you give me your age?
What's that?
How old are you?
50.
You know, the only reason I ask age is because it gives a bit more information regarding your vibrational reality, but it's also very difficult to get time, so I use it as a reference point. Anyway, Susan, it looks like you're going to... Oh, are you... My. You look like you've been really stuck in a job for a while. Is that a what's your job?
Telecommunication.
Well, it's interesting because what they show is... probably not as badly now as before, but you look like you were really stuck in a job, and I guess you really loved it for a while, but it seems like you didn't have much identity outside of it. And right now it looks like you're kind of vague about where you're going. But then it looks like you step forward. This may take you a little time to get across from one to the other, but you'll step forward, and you're going to find your way... almost being probably more creative, like almost like you're going to design something which seems to be way more open-ended, as if you said telecommunications, but you look very trapped in a system, and then in a while it'll be like a system that you, or a situation, if it's not a whole system, that you actually create and expand in, and it's much more creative for you. Your 50s is much more creative for you. Does that sound okay. About right?
I'm not sure.
Well, maybe you want to give me a bit more specific.
When you say specific, what do you mean? Exactly what I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
It is like in a network, a network analysis.
Okay, so you're actually in the technical side of things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you're going to be doing... Do you have any interest in, like, writing and communications of a creative nature?
Not that, but I do have to do that on the job, like reports, analyze and produce reports.
Well, do you like it? Because it seems to me like you've really been squished in it for a while.
It's not my passion, but
at
the same time.
To me, your passion's going to come.
Like, I
beg your pardon? I'm sorry.
I say it's not my passion, but that's the area that I'm being pushed into in terms of career development.
Well, you've done a good job, haven't you?
Yes. The management appreciates what I'm doing.
So, and you'll have to speak up because your voice trails out, but I want to say this, is that you have, over the next probably year and a half, your passion or your creativity rises, and you will do something which has a relationship to what you're doing now, but it's really kind of your own thing, and it really is open-ended.
Well, what's happened is I do have alternate investments also, you know. I have different properties that I manage, own and manage myself.
Good. But, that you know, it's pretty dicey right now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been difficult for the past couple of years.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's going to be a bit... I don't like to say this because I believe our words create, but it does look like, and change this, with your visualization, it looks like it's going to be a little difficult for a while, and then things open up for you, and you will be you look like you get very bright and very successful within the next year and a half to 2 years, and it's going to require some creative expression that you're not used to doing, so it will come words in person, meaning not just writing, but actual speaking, and you turn something into, it's like a crank. I feel like you've been compressed by a lot of what you're doing, but all of a sudden you turn it into something that's much more lighthearted for yourself, and you're going to be quite successful. You might even be well known.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Well, it's positive.
Anyway, well, thank you for your call.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay. Now, what's really interesting about Susan is that it seems like like many of us, we get into situations where we're working hard and we're being, in quote, success, but there's a pressure, there's a real containment. Going back to the identities that we have, we get a real containment about this is who I am, this is what I have to do. I want you all to look at yourselves right now, and she's breaking free. She's going to be really much more light and free in a couple of years. It's kind of interesting. So however she deals with this current crisis and her property management and her job is going to be like turning a crank and coming up with a very creative prospect for herself. It's going to be a process that takes a little while. So I want each of you to take a minute and take a look at your own identity and take a look at what you're perhaps doing for a living. That's just one focus, but it can be what you're doing for a living. And how much of it feels rather compressed. I mean, is that really who you are? Are you that person? Would you define yourself as a, oh, I don't know, as a mortgage financier, as a school teacher, as a principal, as a manager of a store? Would you define your personality that way? Would you define your life that way? And we do because it's our livelihood, but take a look at that personality and take a look at that identity. And I'll get to your call in a minute. Thank you. And just take a look at that identity. Is that what you really are? And that's where the learning comes, when we really learn how much of that's really myself and how much of it is just I'm just getting through my days doing that. That really can release a huge pressure inside. So we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Veronica. This is Nancy from Washington State. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You got a question?
Yeah, I do. I truly believe deep down in my heart I'm not living in fear right now because I do feel like I'm going with the flow. But I have, and I don't know where it's coming from, so I'm not quite sure it's going on, but I feel an anxiety or a stress about something. But it's not our actual financial situation that's going on now. I know it's going to be okay. So I don't know if there's something in that that you can help me with, or if you see intuitively something that's getting my goat right now.
Well, it's not only about money. I feel like it's something really deep within your... Don't you feel it? Like, go through your body right now. It seems like it's down low in the second chakra.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that tells us what? That it's subconscious, it comes from family of origin, it comes from a deep place, not a superficial place.
Okay.
And if it is superficial, that it's tweaking a deep place, you see? So I'm seeing it... that it has something to do with, first of all, did you get this weird sense that something's going to happen?
Oh, yes.
I think that's probably where it is. Because you know what? You have been, in other lives, you have been in these crises that have turned around. Not saying that you're scared of this moment, okay?
Right.
But you have been in crises that literally, well, of course, this is supposed to be the reenactment of the final days of Atlantis as well, and you've been through that. So you've been through these crises that have literally ended your life and ended your community and so on. And I feel this. It's like there's a part of you inside that's just got radar going, something's coming, and I don't know how to prepare for it. I don't even know what it means, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying to you, it's memory. You're getting memories triggered right now. And it doesn't have to be conscious memory. Huh?
Oh, okay.
And look at your arms. Your arms are kind of buzzing, are they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So it's like if you're really getting simplistic about the body, you go, okay, it's how I can grab things, hold things, receive, how I can give and receive, how I can keep my life going. Or we keep our lives going with our arms, don't we, in our hands? Eh?
Yes.
And so, but I see it as so low in your energy fields, as if it's so subconscious. And again, they're showing Atlantis and two other lifetimes on this planet that that you knew something was up. One of them was a fire. And you died in that, and it's like you knew something was up, and then all ended. And I'm saying to you, I don't know if it's all going to end. I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
I really am quite optimistic that it's going to just make us all change.
Right.
But your body vibrational memory has got other stories that it's telling you.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's funny. I had one of my funny little quotes I got off the web. One of them is from Robin Williams, and he said, the only things we're ever afraid of is what's already happened. And when you think about it, yeah, this is memory stuff coming up and going, eek, when I got into this feeling before, something happened, right?
Right.
So I'd say to you and everybody at home who's got some version of that, and surely we all do, let's call in the light and ask. And oh, and also Nancy from Washington, you're very, very sensitive and very empathic. You're also pulling in a lot of energy that matches that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So you're a little anxiety magnet, and it's below your mind. It's like your mind's going, I'm fine, and your body's going, zzzz.
Yeah, there you go. You're telling exactly like it is.
Aren't we an interesting critter?
Yes, for sure.
So wrap yourself in light, and let's ask people at home to do that too. Everybody wrap yourself in light, and let's take that anxiety energy and get our guides and just really pay attention to it, Nancy, and you people at home. And let's get your guides and angels to come in and grab it and take it. We don't need to be anxious. We know something's coming up. We need to be stable and powerful. There you go. And then just allow the light to move up through the body. And you should be feeling a shift already, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, bless your heart. You're so beautifully receptive.
Oh, my gosh.
So thank you, honey. Thank you for sharing your other life experiences and your deaths with us.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye. Now, that's a really interesting example of what's going on out there right now. This is global. This isn't just a local thing. And those feelings are going right around in the collective, aren't they? And we've all been through life and death. What else is going on with you? Somebody's going to call in. I just know it. But I started talking about three different people who were sharing a feeling. And in fact, Nancy, I think, was very similar to what I was going to say I see. But here's what I'm going to do. We're going to do three. These are three mystery people. Well, one of them I know. The other ones I'm just picking out of the different parts of the country. Now, there's more than three. I'm asking to see a particular style of worry and fear. And once again, it's coming up in the arm. So I want you to drop inside and see who this is, okay? That someone's got this feeling of, it's like a jittery heart. This one's more in the heart. Nancy's is more in the second chakra, in the belly area. And this one's in the heart. It feels like the heart feels kind of weighed down, but it's not the whole heart. It's just like a big slice in the heart. There's a held back, and the arms feel oddly weighted from the elbows to the shoulders, as if they're leaden or something. They're heavy. And the hands feel a little bit buzzy, and the feet feel a little bit buzzy. I'm going, well, that's really interesting. I want you to call up an awareness of that, if that's you. And what I'm seeing is this person is really feeling sort of like Nancy's call, really feeling the affliction of the confusion between love and support and danger or deception. And really, it's kind of a deep cellular indecision of, like, I can't really figure out how to go forward and absolutely embrace my life. I feel like holding back. I feel like going forward. I feel scared. I feel numb. I feel leaden is the word that keeps coming to me. It's interesting, as I do it, quite often my gastrointestinal tract will move, which means we've attached to something that I have in me. And now if I burp by mistake on the radio, please forgive me, because it means we moved it. So let's see here. Let's go again. Okay, come on, it's getting lighter. So those people who have that kind of imprint, or anybody who's got heart stuff going on right now as we go through this challenge, take a look at it, and let's call in those higher beings of light. And let's ask them in the name of the Christing Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit to move these blocks, these densities out of my body, mind, so I can radiate light and love again. Yeah. Okay, now look, two of you anyway in this little group that I'm doing have got a lot of indecision, a lot of chaos going on in the mind. I can see it. So, like, if that's coming up, just breathe into it. And ask the angels to take that as well. And then we're just going to run some golden light. Everybody use a light gargle. It's golden light. And swoosh your body out with this amazing golden light. Good. And relax. Yeah, and the other one is the spiraling platinum light that Jackie Salvitti's team uses, and a number of others use it. We just heard Greg Braden's thing about using it. Imagine a spiraling platinum light. This is a great way to clear up fear and so on. And have the spiraling platinum light come down and swirl through the top of your head and just whirl and whirl through your whole body. And you can feel it. When you do this kind of light activity, you want to feel it go inch by inch through your body. Don't just use it as an idea. And move it right through your body. And down your legs. The legs are support. That's it. All the way down your legs, through your feet, and right into the core of the earth. And it's a really great tool for dumping an awful lot of emotional energy that's been left from, oh, past experiences, other people, definite influences, and so on. So back to our little readings. I guess you're not going to call in. I see someone who's indecisive or wanting to call in. So we're going to do another person who is... oh, I see. Okay, so one of the things we're going to have to do is... so many of you are earnestly trying to do all of this right, to do the right thing. And you know something you're going to have to... And the guide's just saying this really quickly. You're going to have to calm down. And you're going to have to drop into center, and you're going to have to breathe and breathe. Because remember, when we're afraid or when we're rushing around like chickens with our head cut off, we also cut off our intuition and our rapport with our guides and angels, that we have a tremendous amount of help wanting to come through us in the form of what? It could be information, it could be synchronicities where opportunities come or investments come or someone offers to share a certain circumstance, or you know how to move your money or resources from one thing to another, or you suddenly have a different job, or a job is created. You know, we don't know. Or friendship develops, and you put your heads together. We don't know. However, they're saying to relax. And don't be scurrying around trying to figure out what to do without contemplating at least for a few minutes every day. And don't forget to use the lights to run through your body, mind, and scour out those old feelings that don't belong to you. Yeah, because there are big changes coming up on the planet. And the guides are saying this about the election and so on. They say there are other big interferences coming up over the next couple of weeks. So if that's so, okay, what does that mean? We could go, oh, now I'm scared. I'm like, okay, let's all cut that out right now. And turn around and start to use our structures. Let's just build the structure. And in that structure, put all kinds of harmonizing lights around the world. Let's harmonize. Let's unhook whatever goofy thing's supposed to be coming up to interfere with the election and the other processes. Let's just see that. When you hear those things, and people like Lazarus, who've been teaching this kind of material for many, many years, say that some of the worst situations have already been offset on our planet because of so many people doing consciousness work. So let's take that. The evidence is there for those beings of light who are not necessarily embodied. They are the ones that sort of share with us. Or things that seem to be going to be really awful. I can't even think of one. They say even Katrina could have been worse. And there are a number of situations that could have been a lot more terrible. And now, so what we're going to do is go inside the structure, and we're going to send light to whatever, I'm seeing it like next Thursday or so, whatever that situation is, let's send light and let's smooth it out. I just see the light moving in and unhooking. What usually creates the hugest trauma is when we're all in resistance and everybody's holding back, so you get a battle of energies, you get a battle of vibrational wills, if you will. So So I see us sort of going in there and smoothing it off and loving all the people and seeing the things go by in a blip rather than a huge tornado or whatever. And I also see us opening and being more intuitive so that we can be, that we can trust that we know what's coming up and we know how to turn left or turn right. We know how to move out from under the radar and we know how not to play the game. So I want to tell you about my next show. I promised Jane Entwistle was not coming on or was coming on and she may not now. She just had the most amazing opportunity and she's going to try to get home by 5:30 from her amazing opportunity. So I'm disappointed because Nanny is hilarious. So we're hoping she's coming on at 5:30 and you can call in and ask questions and get advice from the Russian nanny. Janie is my stepdaughter. She's adorable, but she's also a really funny person. And her role-playing of Nanny is very fetching. Nanny is, well, she's pretty insightful when it comes to your problems and how to resolve them. Now, somebody who is showing up is somebody we've talked to before, a very, very delightful metaphysical woman named Vanda Michalowski. And Vanda is going to be on tour up in the Northwest pretty soon. She lives in California. She's done some amazing political stuff. She does what she calls spiritually incorrect comedy. She makes fun of, she makes fun of everything, actually. She makes fun of how we take ourselves so seriously when we're on the spiritual path. And one of her lines is, there's none of us that isn't bad some of the time. I mean, we can't really deny our badness, if you will. Now, most of us aren't bad in terrible, terrible ways. But she's kind of the naughty, the good girl. She's not going to just do comedy, but we'll talk to her about what it's like to live with Ramtha and Jay-Z Knight and all of those and study like mad for 7 years and then go off into being a stand-up comic. She's really quite a fascinating study in herself. So she's going to be on from 5 to 5:30, and I hope that you'll tune in and really enjoy her with us. And if Janie doesn't show up, which might be, then I'll just be opening the lines and we'll talk to you from 5:30 till 6 today on Paradigm Shifters, because you're a paradigm shifter and I'm a paradigm shifter. And who are paradigm shifters? People making a difference on the planet at this time. Now, on Thursday night, I'm going to be joining Jackie Salvitti and the team, and I'm going to interview the team. Jackie and I have changed the routine somewhat, so we'll stick to the subjects, but I've performed a different role of interviewing the team to see what they're on about, who they are, where they come from. And there's an awful lot to do with ETs coming up these days. There has been for a long time, but her team, it's called ET Healing, that I'm on with Jackie on Thursday nights. And it's because a lot of her team, a lot of her channel beings are supposedly from alien sources, you know, extraterrestrial sources. And I feel like that's a really important subject these days, even more so, because we've heard about this, somebody channeled that this huge ship was going to show up on October the 14th and hover over Alabama. So who knows? I mean, I don't know if I believe everything I hear. Do you? You probably don't either, do you? In any case, I do know this, and I've known it since I was born. I think that we're going to meet more and more aliens, and they're going to be a part of our society. And, you know, even though we Canadians are aliens in America, and so are Mexicans and so on, these are aliens coming from where we came from originally, too. All of us come from the same places, ultimately, don't we? So how do we communicate with them? Now back to fear, are we going to be afraid? Are we going to radiate a terrible fear and defensiveness, clutching and terrifying and holding on to our own reality so they won't disrupt it? Or are we going to open our minds and really see what's up and also be logical about what's safe and what isn't? Anyway, I see that it's almost 5:02. So this is, and next week, I don't know who. I just don't know who my guest is. Well, if Janie doesn't show up, and I push her to come on because she is hilarious, and I think you'd like her. And actually, who I do have for the 21st is Linda Sherman, whose work on soothsayer.com. This is really good political stuff. She's an astrologer, and she's got a whole lot of information about what's been leading up to this particular crisis. She said we're facing astrological system changes that are like 25,000 years old. This has not been replicated for 25,000 years. And a long time ago, she made some pretty succinct predictions about what was going to happen on the planet, politically, economically, culturally, and so on. She's a really interesting woman, and yeah, and she has a book, and we're going to talk to her on the 21st, and then on the 29th is going to be Swami Beyondananda, our funny Swami Beyondananda, who's a very delightful soul, and he'll make you laugh hard. So join me in a few minutes, in 5 minutes at the top of the hour. My name is Veronica Entwistle. If you want a session with me, we do healing sessions. We find out what your soul journey is all about. What are you working on? How can we help you transform to become all you can be? Call me at 510-595-5564 or email me, Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. Or if you want to get my little weekly announcement about who's coming up on the radio show, email me, Veronica, at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle, .com, or phone me at 510-595-5564. I'd also like your feedback and suggestions about the show. So we'll see you at 5 o'clock, 4 minutes from now. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.